Alrighty, guys. I think this is going to be the end of the stream for me. Thank you, DJ Scree, for the 300 bits. We were on a winning streak for a while, then we got on a losing streak. Let's end on a high note of me winning. I will be streaming tomorrow, so you will not have to wait way too long to see my beautiful face again. Nonix, thanks for the bits. I hope everyone has a wonderful night, and I hope to see you tomorrow. Bye, guys. Now I can relax. Fuck. I can't get over how wet I got. I don't even know what caused it. All of a sudden it was like a floodgate opened up. That feels good. I'm so used to using toys on myself. I low-key forgot how good my hand feels. Even when I'm with someone else. We almost always use toys. It's just the easiest way for me, but I think I'm gonna take my time tonight. Really let myself enjoy it. Yeah. It's not like anyone's home. No one's listening to me. I can take my time and slowly take myself apart. I can even say what I'm thinking about out loud. Make it more real. I'm just thinking about how much fun it would be to hook up with a subscriber of mine. I could go about it like, I don't know, I could make a Twitter post and it would say something like, retweet this if you want me to fuck you. And from all of those retweets, I could pick a winner that way. I'm sure there would be so many people who are interested. At least I hope so. Oh, it would be so fucking hot if there was. All those people who watch my stream every day just dying for a chance to get with me. Oh, fuck. And whoever it landed on, I would ask them if they would want to, and then they would say yes, and I would fly them out to me. They would be so shocked. It would be so nice. I would greet them at the airport, treat them to a really fancy meal, and then I would bring them back to my place. I'm just thinking about it. It would start really slow. I would want to make it special for them. I would want to take them apart and be gentle and show them how grateful I am for their support in more ways than one. I would take them by the hands. And I would lead them to my bedroom. I would playfully push them on the bed, and then I would crawl on top of them. I would settle my hips right on top of theirs. That would feel so fucking good. Just to grind against it for a second or two. And then I would take either of their hands, like both of them, and I would pin them above their head and start kissing them while I kept grinding down. I would be able to feel them underneath me, my hands running along their body while we kiss. Fuck. I wouldn't be wearing any panties, and they would feel how wet I am. I might even leave a little wet stain on them, but I don't know if they would mind. You know what? They wouldn't mind, because they're just as turned on as me. Fuck. Oh, I love that. When you can actually see the mess you're making of the other person, maybe it would turn the other one on as much as it turns me. That would be something, wouldn't it? Finding a subscriber with the exact same kinks as me? Unlikely, but possible. I would peel off their clothing bit by bit, going slowly. I want to take them apart piece by piece until they're a begging mess for my pussy. I would leave hickeys all over their body. Mark them up so when they go back home and they watch my stream, they can touch the bruises my mouth left behind and remember all the lewd acts we did together. Oh, fuck. I might even tell them, like, a little phrase that would sound totally natural in the context of stream, but it would be a little hint to them that I'm thinking about them. Maybe like, Maybe like a certain skin that I use on a character. Yeah, that could be it. When I use a certain skin, it means I'm thinking about them. Maybe a little. Oh, it would be a little secret message just to them. Once we were both naked, that's when the real fun would begin. Since I'm on top and they're pinned underneath me, they would have to let me do whatever I want. And what I want would be to start off by going down on them. I would tease them a bit, edge them a few times. Maybe even for a few hours, so that they would be desperate for it. I would want them begging. I always love when my partner begs me. That way, once they're so needy to come, they would be willing to say anything and do anything as long as I would let them come. Fuck. That's when people are always the hottest, when they're so fucking desperate for me. God. I fucking love that look in their eyes. When they're overstimulated by the release that they would never get. Maybe they would even have tears welling up in those eyes as they tried to reason with me, tried to hold back and get me to fuck them. They would be trying to get me to give in and finally give them what they want. Oh, I would smirk and I would say something like, fuck, what would I say? Oh, I know. You're not in control, and I will let you come when I'm good and ready. And then I would edge them one or two more times just to really drive the point home, really turn them into some babbling, incoherent puddle that has lost all sense of themselves. Fuck. Oh, God, their entire focus would narrow down to just me and the need to orgasm. Once they reach that point, I would finally give them what they want. If they asked nicely, of course, though, they would have to remember their manners. You need to be polite if you want to come when you're with me. I would tell them if they wanted to come, they would have to make me orgasm first. And I would look at their face and I would judge the reaction. I would hope their face would fall a little bit, they would get a little bit deterred because I just fucking love denying them so much. What can I say? I've got a bit of a sadistic side, huh? I would then take a seat on their face, but I would position myself so that I could easily just bend over and get them off with my mouth if I so choose, if they were being good for me. It would be more like an encouragement thing when they start to tongue, when they start to tongue fuck me just right. They would circle my clit with their tongue, flick it around, suck it a bit. I'm just thinking of it now. Oh, they would probably pick up some kind of rhythm. They might even tongue fuck right into my pussy. Fuck. Oh, God, that would feel so fucking good. Their wet tongue going in and out of my pussy. Just really getting into that hole. And then they could lick a stripe from the hole all the way back up to my clit and circle it and flick it. Oh, fuck. Oh, it would feel so good. I would be riding their face and letting them know exactly what I want because I'm picky. Oh. Oh, they would learn quickly. Able to taste is my pussy. The only thing they'd be able to smell is my pussy. They wouldn't even be able to hear the outside world with the way my thighs are gripping their. Oh, my pussy would be the only thing in their world. And I would just occasionally go over and bend down while they keep tongue fucking me and take them in my mouth and just let them know that they're gonna be able to come eventually. Eventually, but not yet. Not until I have my fun. Not until I come all over their beautiful face, just coating it in my juices. So that would leave their only option to be to make me come with their mouth. Or they wouldn't get to orgasm after all that edging. After all that edging, after all that denial, they would still be told no if they didn't make me fucking come. And I would fucking love it. It would be my way to get them to keep going. Oh, it would be my way to help them keep building to another orgasm, playing with using like my mouth on them or touching them with my hand and encouraging them, maybe shaking my ass a little bit on their face, grinding. Oh, fuck. It's all up to them and how good they eat me out. I bet they would do such a good fucking job too. They would just be eating it so goddamn eagerly, whether it's because they love eating pussy or because they wanna come. Either way, I don't fucking care. As long as I'm getting to come, as long as my pussy's being eaten out, as long as my pleasure's being put first. Oh, and I would let them know that. I would let them know every single second that the only way they get to orgasm is if they make me orgasm first because I deserve it. Oh, I'm the one in control, I'm the one in charge, and I deserve an orgasm for every orgasm they have. Maybe even I deserve more than them. Maybe I'll make the rule two or three orgasms and I'll listen to them fucking whimper and get upset because they're being edged the entire time they eat me out and just being told no when they just got told that they might not even get to come yet. Oh, fuck. Oh, gotta be so fun. I might even bend over and bite their thighs, give them a little bit of pain, just a little bit, not too much, just enough, you know, to bruise, maybe break the skin a little bit, not a lot, not a lot, I don't know. Oh, fuck. Oh, God. And I would just keep grinding down against their face, just really fucking riding it. I would let them know who fucking owns this face, who fucking owns their mouth. Oh, I would even say things like, oh, gosh. I would say things like, "You fucking like that, don't you? The only thing you're able to breathe in is my pussy. You fucking love the smell of it, don't you? You love the taste. You would do anything for this fucking pussy, wouldn't you? Anything to have it on your face, anything to have it completely restrict you, because you're completely mine." Oh, fuck. And they would probably just whimper and agree. Maybe they would even try to touch themselves at one point, and I would just slap their hand away. I would tell them no, because I haven't come yet, and they need to fulfill their purpose first. They need to make me come because that's their only purpose right now. Their only fucking job right now is to make me come, and then they can get their own pleasure, then they can orgasm. But first I deserve to come from their talented tongue. And they would start going better. They'd start tongue fucking me even better than that. Rougher, maybe? No, not rougher. That's not the word. Oh, God. But faster and. Oh, fuck. Maybe they would even suck it a little bit, or they'd try to add a finger inside my hole. They would try to just get their hand underneath my thighs or something. I don't know. Oh, and I would just slap it away and say, no, you're not touching me. The only person I get to touch you. You don't get to touch me. That's why I'm sitting on your face. That's why you don't get to touch me, because I can touch you all I fucking want. Oh, God. Oh, God, fuck, it's getting harder to think, it's getting harder to speak. But it doesn't matter, it's not like anyone's listening. I can make as many mistakes as I want. Oh, God, yeah. And I would just keep grinding against their face and helping them along, giving them little bits of encouragement here and there, my mouth on them, my hand on them. Oh, fuck. I might even compliment them and tell them how good they're doing, what a good job you're doing. Oh, and you're listening to instructions, you're eating me out exactly how I want, exactly how I told you to, and I would direct them. I wouldn't want them to fail on purpose, because of course I want them to come. Of course I want my partner to orgasm. Oh, they just have to do it after me because I come first. That's what they need to understand. That's what they need to realize, that I come fucking first. And then they can come. Every single orgasm after I come is a reward for them for doing such a good fucking job at making me come, for being able to actually listen to instructions, for being able to hold off on coming while I edge them for hours beforehand with their hands pinned above their head, completely at my mercy. Oh, fuck. Oh, God, I know. It might be a little vanilla for them, but that's okay. It might be even vanilla for me, I think, because normally I prefer things like rope and whips and leather, latex, spitting in their mouth, pegging them, things like that. But that's okay because this would be our first time and I would want to be gentle with them. I'd want to take them apart. I want them to know that I'm so fucking grateful for them and that's why I'm taking everything from them. That's why I'm taking my pleasure from them because I'm so fucking grateful for their support and they want to support me any fucking way possible, don't you? Yeah, of course you do. And this is just another way to support me. This is another way to enjoy me. It's not the most traditional sense, but that's okay. Not everything has to be traditional. Especially with my fucking amazing pussy dripping all over their face and they're getting to taste it. They can drink it like it's some type of fucking ambrosia. Oh, fuck. Oh, they would fucking worship my pussy like it's their new religion. The altars between my thighs, and they're just a devout follower. Fuck. Oh, fuck. That's hot. They might even call me goddess at one point, and I would fucking melt. If they fucking told me I tasted divine, I don't know what I would do. I'd fucking lose all control. God. Oh, being compared to a goddess is always so fucking hot. It's the sure way to get to my fucking heart. Oh, yeah, right there, right there. Oh, fuck. Oh. I'm just imagining how talented their fucking tongue would be, how fucking good they would feel underneath me as I sat myself right there and took a seat. It would be like my throne. My legs would be shaking as I got closer and closer. I wouldn't even be able to control the muscle spasms, but they would take it all in stride because it just means they're doing such a good fucking job. Oh, fuck. Oh, God, they would fucking love that. They would love to feel my muscles clench around them. They would love to feel their breathing get cut off a little bit, maybe just a little bit from just how fucking hard my thighs are squeezing around them and how I'm just sitting my pussy right on their face. Oh, fuck. Oh, and I would get closer and closer, and the closer I get, the rougher I get. And I wouldn't be able to control it, and I would pretend to apologize. I would pretend to feel bad, but we both know I wouldn't be feeling bad in the slightest. In fact, I'd be enjoying. I would be enjoying every single second of fucking ruining their beautiful face, messing it up, claiming them as mine because my pussy is all over that fucking face. My juices are all over that face. They're fucking wet because of me. Their face is so fucking wet all from me and how good they're tongue fucking me from how good they're eating me out. Oh, fuck. Oh, God, yeah. And I would just keep getting shakier and shakier and moaning, and I'd be telling them what a good job they'd be doing, and I would, oh, fuck, oh, God, right there, right there, right there, oh, God, yeah, oh, fuck, God, I'm so fucking close, And I would just be making these noises. And I'd be telling them how fucking close I'm getting. And how good they're doing. And how fucking amazing they feel. Oh, God, yeah. Oh, God. Oh, fuck. Fuck, I really need to get laid. Hold on. Wait. No. No! Fuck! I was still alive? Oh my God. Fuck. Fuck. The chat's going crazy. The chat's going crazy. The chat's going crazy. My God. Fuck. What do I do? What do I do? What do I do? Well, thanks for coming to my second show. I'll see y'all tomorrow if I'm not banned off Twitch for this. If I am, maybe it's time for a platform change.